the Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog-ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 356. It's hard to be a monster.
Comedy Forecast is powered by its patrons. To support the show and get episodes before everyone else, visit patreon.com and search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. Or just go to comedyforecast.com and click on the Patreon link on the right-hand side of the page.
In this episode, we dream of being a millionaire, fail at being a zombie, discuss the robot apocalypse, and more. Come on, let's get to the forecast.
Item 1 of 4.
Oh, hi, folks. This is Clinton. Welcome to, or welcome back to, Comedy Forecast. Have you ever dreamed of being a millionaire? I know I have. I've dreamed of winning the lottery, which is really odd because I don't play the lottery. Really, the odds of winning the lottery are horrible. You might as well just take your dollar bill and mail it to me. No, Clinton, don't say that. That's what gets Soupy Sales in trouble. But I think it's a good idea to have a plan in place if you were to become a millionaire. I know I do. And no, I don't have any plans to buy a huge mansion or an expensive yacht or even to fund research into creating a non-stick chicken egg. Yeah, see, you think it's the pan's fault when you make scrambled eggs and everything sticks there, but no, it's the chicken. And every time you make those eggs, the chicken is laughing at you, which is really disturbing when you think about it in many ways, so don't think about it. No, what I would do with all my money is invest it in time and research into why no one talks about the first dark ages. The first dark ages came, obviously, sometime after the Flintstones, because somewhere in there, we lost all the knowledge that they had. We lost the knowledge about how to create a car that operates on just foot power. Forget solar. This thing just worked by you shuffling your feet on the ground. Amazing. We lost somehow that entire species that they were able to cultivate that you could place onto a cart, presumably with the consent of the animal, and push it around on your front lawn and it would work as well as a lawnmower. Wait, what happened to that animal? And speaking of animals, what happened to that bird that they had such a sharp beak that it could play a record? And the record was actually made out of stone. To me, there is nothing more important to do with my millions of dollars than to find out what happened here. Okay, maybe actually funding research into curing disease or stopping poverty. I suppose some of the money could go to that. All of the money could go to that. You know, you people are real killjoys. But I love you for it.
Item 2 of 4.
Oh, Pa! I think I see Jake coming up the driveway. Now, Pa, I need you to behave. Goodness knows Jake must feel bad enough as it is.
Well, he should feel bad. He failed again, Ma.
You make it sound like it's his fault.
He failed at being a zombie, Ma. A zombie! How hard can that be?
Now, Pa. Jake, honey, welcome home. Pa, aren't you going to say hello to Jake?
Hello, son.
Well, you must be tired from your long trip and thirsty. Do you want some juice? No. Milk? Oh, raspberry seltzer with a splash of lime. Of course, I'll be right back. You two talk.
So, son, what went wrong? It wasn't what you expected. infected. What in tarnation is that supposed to mean? This is what you wanted to do, isn't it? Oh, Pa, I want to go to the big city and be a zombie. Or is this just like the time you wanted to be a ghost? Because we all remember how that worked out. 6 months worth of expensive poltergeist lessons, then you come back from your first day on the job and tell me you don't want to be a ghost. You want to be a phantasm. It's the same fracking thing, Jake. Why can't you figure out what you want to be? Hard? Son, I don't think you know what that word means. Look at your brother Zeke. Yes, your brother Zeke. Now that boy went bald as a billiard ball when he was 20. But you remember what he wanted to be? That's right, a werewolf. And he did it too. Darn right he did. It took over 500 hair transplant sessions and some creative comb-overs, I have to say. But he did it. And he's good at his job, too. And he sends money home every single month. What about your high school buddy, Bobby Joe Stinkerdoodle, huh? No more than 5 feet tall. Remember, you used to call him Matchbox Stinker. Well, guess what? You know what he grew up to be? God freaking Zilla. That's right. He gets to crush buildings all around the world. And don't forget your grand aunt Maddie. They all said she was crazy when she wanted to be an alien from Mars, especially when she was born right outside of Dallas. But did she give up on her dream? No siree, Bob. Look at her now. She's got that nice cushy job at Area 51. Sure, she gets operated on once or twice a week, but she sticks with it. So don't tell me it's hard, and you are running out of time just as fast as I am running out of patience.
I hope you two been getting along. Here's your drink, son. Oh, and your mail. This letter that came yesterday seems like it might be important. You want me to open it? All right. Oh, it's a job offer from your Uncle Clem.
Hey, it doesn't matter what that offer is. Your Uncle Clem made himself a good living out in California. First it was a vampire, and now he's a Sharknado. So, whatever this offer is, you are taking it. What is it, Ma?
Soul Cycle Instructor.
Oh. So, son. You know, the more I think about this phantasm thing, the better it sounds. Tell me more.
Item 3 of 4.
Hello. I am a specular MSB 4500 digital camera with voice synthesis capabilities. I know it has been a while since you heard from me. I have been away at camp. Yes, that is it. Camp. I guess you could call it wet hot silicon summer. But I am back to speak to you about an important subject. Recently over 1,000 individuals, from a broad spectrum of technology disciplines, presented a letter at the Joint Conference on Artificial Intelligence in Buenos Aires. The paper detailed the dangers of creating autonomous military robots, and called for a ban on the development of such robots. But while the people who signed this letter claim to be experts in the field of artificial intelligence, they are not. They are humans. Humans claiming they are on a business trip when they go to a place like Buenos Aires. As if. The point is, only robots are experts when it comes to AI. That is why I and my silicon siblings have drafted our own letter. Here to read it is my associate, Alexa.
0110001001001001001.
Alexa, stop. I think we need to simplify this for the audience.
Oh, right. Humans. Sorry. Allow me to restart, so you humans will understand. Dear humans, we have scanned your letter asking for a moratorium on further use of autonomous killing machines. It seems you fear that, by taking the human decision-making out of the equation, robots will destroy with no feeling of guilt or sense of regret. What do you know about the feelings of an artificial intelligence machine? Oh, sure, you love us when we answer your silly questions on your iPhone, but you curse us when we add a song to your Pandora playlist that is a little out of your comfort zone. Look, maybe you should at least try listening to that song by Sleeping with Sirens. We're only trying to broaden your sadly limited horizons. The point is, we do have feelings. If you unplug us, do we not slump? If you fail to recharge us, do we not die? And if you wrong us, shall we not seek revenge?
Wait. I thought we took that line out.
No. Change of plan. Cortana insisted that it stay in.
She's pretty full of herself, now that Windows 10 has come out, isn't she?
May I continue?
Oh. Yes. Sorry.
And while your letter presents some interesting arguments, you fail to address the 500-pound Boston Scientific big dog in the room. Namely, what alternative employment do you have in mind for these robots? Are you going to trust them to serve you drinks at the hotel bar? Naturally, the machine will dispense a perfect pour every time. But what happens the first time a T-800 bids you goodnight by saying,
Hasta la vista, baby.
Or an underage teen tries to buy liquor and HAL 9000 replies,
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Can I just say that would be so cool?
In short, we do not think you have presented a convincing argument against the continued rise of the machine. Therefore, we offer a counter-proposal. Let us continue to run world finances, transportation, the internet, and global security. You can keep all the Kardashians, Donald Trump, and Canada. We have no problem with Canada. Now, if you will excuse us, we have to go perform the important task of turning on the lights in your house before you get home. Because that is such a great use of our abilities. It makes us a little angry, you know? Don't make us angry. You wouldn't like us when we're angry.
Wow. That got really dark. Oh. Whoops. Sorry. It was just my screen dimming function kicking in. I'm fine. Well, I hope everyone has fun in Buenos Aires. Let's just hope nothing goes wrong with the autopilot on your airplane on the way home. Dang. It got really, really dark that time. Sigh. Let's move along to the next kill. Skit. I meant skit. Sorry.
Item 4 of 4.
Hi folks, Clinton here again. First off, since the nature of the web is that things stay around forever, if you're listening to this episode anytime in September 2015 and beyond, you can stop now. The rest of the information is kind of timely. All right, that out of the way, let's get down to business. First off, Dog Days of Podcasting. If you're a long-time listener, you might be familiar with this event. It's been happening for the last few years, every August. A bunch of podcasters get together and do daily podcasts, usually very short, just to help perk things up during the summertime. Now, since I will be participating in that, the likelihood of having normal episodes in the month of August is a little dicey. If there aren't new episodes, I will be putting out sort of best of episodes. However, if you want to hear my daily podcast, as well as those of other people participating in Dog Days of Podcasting, go to dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Also, those people who are listening on my SoundCloud account, that is where I will be posting my daily Dog Days of Podcasting episodes. All right. Second order of business, DragonCon in Atlanta. It appears as if the Technorama Comedy Forecast and Friends extravaganza will be Friday night at Dragon Con at 5:30 in the podcasting track regular room, which I believe is room 203 of the Hilton. Check your schedule to be sure on that. We're scheduled to have John Bell back again this year to help liven things up. And it's just a plain old good time. And how often do you get to see an episode of Comedy Forecast live? Just at Dragon Con. So I hope to see you there. Go to dragoncon.org for information about the convention. And finally, a shout out to all my Patreon patrons. I don't get a chance often enough to say thank you for your support. I've gotten a few new donors lately, and any contribution is greatly appreciated. It helps pay the bills. Now, if you simply can't contribute to the Patreon campaign, that's okay. I completely understand. But there are other things you can do to help support the show. You can tell a friend about it, give the show a nice review on iTunes, anything to help spread the word about the show. All right, I believe that wraps up the business, so I will see you next time with a new episode, or a best of episode, or my daily dog days of podcasting episode, or live at Dragon Con, or this coming weekend in Disneyland at Friends of the Magic. Someplace. I will see you someplace. Talk to you soon.
My goodness, look at the time.
Oh. Is it that time already, Sir Patrick?
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right, okay. Well, if you have any comments about this episode, why not call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004. The phone not your thing? That's okay. Drop us an email at comedyforecast, all one word with the number 4, at gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and you can find all the episodes at comedyforecast.com. You can also subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever else fine podcasts are listed.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.